Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of Intelligent Medicine. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Our preference is to use natural means whenever possible, but high-tech medicine is often appropriate, and that's why you can get a second opinion here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we got lots to share with you this hour. We're going to talk about the influence of diet on pain, the impact of antibiotics on the risk of rheumatoid arthritis, and an exciting study on something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, MitoPure, active ingredient Urolithin A, and its impact on athletic performance and lots more. 877-726-8255, our number. But first, let's take one of your phone calls. Let's hear it.
My HbA1c has always been around 4.7, yet when I take my glucose level, like my instantaneous glucose level from a blood sample, and it usually comes out like in the upper 90s, sometimes at 100 or so. Can you explain, that, or can you account for that difference, that big difference in, sugar, or glucose level? You know, the HbA1c is so low, yet the, and it's always been that way. And yet my sugar levels are up high. Could that be my insulin levels maybe too low, or I'm not sure, but maybe you can answer that. Thank you.
Okay. So it's an interesting question. So let's talk about hemoglobin A1c and its relationship to blood sugar. So, in previous times, the only way that we had to determine a person's blood sugar was to do a blood draw. That was in the older days before they developed finger sticks. And finger sticks, they're kind of a nuisance and they can be painful, but they do enable you to self-check your blood sugar and maybe check under certain circumstances. Maybe you're taking insulin, you want to see if your blood sugar is too low, or maybe is it really time to take a little more insulin? So you would do a finger stick and find out. And that was a self-empowering thing for diabetics. Then along came something called hemoglobin A1c. So let's explain what hemoglobin A1c is. Hemoglobin is a protein that's in blood. It's actually was discovered by Linus Pauling. And hemoglobin binds oxygen, but it also can become glycosylated. You know, just as too much sugar will cause our proteins in our body to become glycosylated and we develop wrinkles and we develop organ damage, high levels of blood sugar or any levels of blood sugar will ultimately glycosylate our proteins, and hemoglobin is no different from all the other proteins in our body. So ingenious scientists figured out that you could do a blood draw and look at the red blood cell glycosylation that is the glycosylation of the hemoglobin, and get an average of blood sugar for the duration of the lifetime of that red blood cell. So imagine that red blood cell is traveling around for 4 months, which is the lifespan of a red blood cell. And most of the time, the blood sugar is good, but some, you know, you go on a bender and you eat a lot of sugar. It's Christmas time. And that's for like a month. But the rest of the time, you're eating pretty virtuously. Well, that will somewhat increase your hemoglobin A1C, but it will not, it'll be outweighed by the rest of the time when you're eating virtuously. So the hemoglobin A1C is used to determine blood sugar control over time, which is an advantage over a single blood sugar, because maybe the times that you're checking your blood sugar, you don't get an accurate representation of what your blood sugar is. You may be checking when you're ultra cautious, or you may be checking when you're thinking your blood sugar is sky high. And so you want kind of an average over time of what your blood sugar is, and that's what hemoglobin A1C is. Hemoglobin A1C of 4.7 is quite low, but I've had times where my hemoglobin A1C has been that low, and it's the result of a careful diet in a healthy individual. More commonly, hemoglobin A1C in people is in the 5 range. When it gets up to 5.7, anywhere up to about 6.2, it's metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. And insulin is another thing that you can measure to determine, you know, even if you have normal blood sugar, maybe you've got an excess of insulin, you're developing insulin resistance. That's another thing you can look at. But generally, when hemoglobin A1C is above 6.2 or sometimes 6.4, we consider that diabetic. And it's not uncommon that poorly controlled diabetics have a hemoglobin A1C of 9, 10, 11, 12, way high. Okay, so what can happen to mess that up, that there's a discordance? Well, on the one hand, you could, and it's usually the other way around. It's usually that your blood sugars are lower than your hemoglobin A1C would indicate. So what will happen is that, you know, your blood sugars may seem fairly normal, but your hemoglobin A1C is kind of high. In this instance, the hemoglobin A1C is lower than the blood sugars you're getting. And there's some reasons for that. It has to do with the lifetime of the red blood cell, okay? So if that red blood cell, instead of living for 4 months, it only lives for 2 months, it doesn't have that much time to be exposed to the sugar that's in your blood. And thus, you may have a lowered hemoglobin A1C falsely. That's a false flag. And what are some of the conditions that do that? Well, hemolytic anemia, sickle cell anemia, or maybe even sickle cell trait, thalassemia, which is more common, not just in African Americans, but in people of a Mediterranean background. So I don't know if this individual is, you know, perhaps has thalassemia trait. Fairly common. Blood loss, as in heavy menstrual bleeding, right? You know, because let the blood cells depart from the body. So, you know, they don't hang around as long. Chronic kidney disease, liver disease, or certain medications like aspirin and some other drugs like antiretroviral drugs that patients with HIV use. So I don't know about your medical history. And then pregnancy, which is evidently not the case for this male caller, right? Especially in the later stages of pregnancy, there could be a discordance, which falsely reassures you that your blood sugar is pretty well controlled when it's not. Okay? So, and then the opposite can happen too, like a very high triglycerides can give you a false increase. And taking opioids and lead poisoning can cause a false increase in your hemoglobin A1C. So there's a bunch of like kind of, you know, rare instances. You don't really have to memorize this. You can look it up in a table. Okay, so I don't know what's applicable to you. I'd have to take a medical history. But I would say this is not a worrisome thing, okay? Because there are other ways to find out if you're metabolically healthy, you know, if your triglycerides are good, if you measure your insulin and your insulin is relatively low. You actually want a kind of a single-digit insulin. You also, you know, look at your BMI, or better yet, your waist to hip ratio or your waist to height ratio and determine your metabolic fitness from that. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with you, but it's an interesting discussion point of why there may be a departure from your hemoglobin A1C vis-a-vis your routine blood sugar readings. Okay? Here's something that I'm really into these days. Collagen. And I add it to my shake now in the mornings. Collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body, gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues, and it also keeps your skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging and wrinkling, and it provides the amino acids that are essential for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. So I'm a fan of collagen. It's also great for joint protection. Studies show that collagen helps to relieve joint inflammation and pain. So the collagen that I use and recommend is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid, biotin to heal and nourish your skin. Visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. And we want you to try it because I think once you try it, you're going to enjoy incorporating this in your routine. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein, or call 888-592-9909. All right, here's another reason to follow a healthy diet. Okay, chronic pain. Chronic pain. Big problem. Lots of people suffering from chronic pain. The guy who assassinated the CEO executive probably suffered from chronic pain due to a back injury. A healthy diet helps the weighty battle with chronic pain, according to research at the University of South Australia. It turns out, well, here's a stat. 30% of the population suffers from chronic pain. And that means tens and tens of millions of people suffering from chronic pain. This study is entitled Better Diet Quality is Associated with Reduced Body Pain in Adults. Now, you might say, okay, well, yeah, better diet means you're less overweight. Okay, so that could just be lose weight, even with a crappy diet. You know, just eat, you know, McDonald's hamburgers all day long, but don't eat anything else, and you'll lose some weight. Well, no. It is regardless of adiposity. In other words, even folks who were at normal or underweight experienced improvements in body pain if they followed a healthier diet. So, very interesting study, because something about the pro-inflammatory effects of ultra-processed foods, which we've been talking a lot about on today's broadcast. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You can call that number anytime you like during the week and record a question. We'll take another one of those later. Here's an announcement from our friends at Kyolic Age Garlic Extract. They want to help you stay healthy this holiday season while keeping costs down. And so, special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio, kyolic.com/radio, click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and fill out the form at the bottom. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right. When I began taking this stuff, I believed in its potential to help support my continued athletic performance as I age. So I placed a bet on that by taking the supplement. And in addition, I was happy to welcome the folks at MitoPure as a sponsor. The active ingredient is urolithin A. And what sold me was a study looking at older individuals and how taking urolithin A improved their walking distance. In other words, it was a timed walk. They gave them, I don't know, a few minutes, a set time, and they saw how far they could go with or without the MitoPure. And it turns out with the MitoPure, they were able to cover more distance. And I thought, this is very promising. So fast forward to now, and we have the holy grail of sports nutrition, which is a double-blind placebo-controlled trial looking at strength in young athletes. Now, there are a lot of things that purport to increase athletic performance. You've got creatine, you've got all kinds of things. I mean, just go to a health food store these days. You'll see these big vats of things that they sell to bodybuilders and young guys who are trying to be shredded, and they purport to improve their strength, endurance, and build muscle. We finally have a study looking at urolithin A, and it was not conducted by the company, which is kind of interesting. So what some researchers said, hey, send us some of your stuff, and we'll test it out in athletes. So they said, fine. They weren't involved in the study, so it wasn't biased. Urolithin A's benefits for muscle strength and endurance get a boost from a randomized controlled trial. They looked at 20 resistance-trained men with an average age of 24 to participate in a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study. And what they found is an improvement in maximum voluntary isometric contraction and repetitions to failure performance. In other words, how many reps at a very high weight you can do. And the data also indicated that urolithin A led to significant decreases in C-reactive protein. Yeah, we've been talking about that, a marker of inflammation, which can be raised with exercise, but urolithin A attenuated that increase compared to the placebo. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoff.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And once again, I'll remind you that you call 877-726-8255. And you can ask a question or you can report on maybe something that we've talked about here on this program that you've tried, or some sort of medical misadventure. Try to make it pithy and not too complicated so that it is conducive to answering on the air. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear this one.
I'm asking this question on behalf of my husband. So he had, under a CT scan from a previous cancer, they noticed a nodule on his prostate and did the PI-RADS MRI on him, which came back as a 4. So they biopsied his prostate and it came back benign. However, he had atypical cells. So my question is, what type of diet would be best for my husband at this point? I'm hearing so many different conflicting things, whether it's involving glucose, animal protein, carbohydrates. And I do understand glucose is, that's just a big no-no. We know that. That's been eliminated from his diet. But my confusion stands more with the animal protein versus plant protein, and then the involvement of carbohydrates with the plant-based diet. And I have no idea what direction to go. That just trying to prevent prostate cancer. Any information would be helpful. We would really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. This is a subject that we have covered. We recently interviewed Dr. Gio Espinosa, who is a naturopathic urologist who has an extensive website on the subject and has written books on the subject of natural treatment and prevention of prostate cancer. And so that's a good resource, drgeo.com, I believe it is. But there is some controversy over what type of diet to undertake with cancer in general, but specifically prostate cancer. Certainly, there's a contribution from carbohydrates, because we know that individuals who have diabetes, insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, they have a higher risk of certain cancers like breast cancer, prostate cancer. So it's important to somewhat restrict carbohydrates. But then the question is, well, okay, should you go on a ketogenic diet? In other words, no carbohydrates, eat a ton of meat and fat. And the concern with that is that meat and fat are sometimes repository for added hormones if they're not organic, and it's expensive to eat purely grass-fed organic meat and cheese products continuously. But, you know, I guess it could be accomplished, but it could be a pricey undertaking. The concern, too, is that too much of any nutrient can be conducive to prostate cancer growth. There's something called IGF-1, insulin growth factor 1, which is raised both by excessive carbohydrates, but it's also raised by excess calories in general, and excess protein. So I would recommend kind of a spare diet, a diet to keep weight from the pounds from adding on, but something along the lines of a Mediterranean diet, rich in olive oil, rich in omega-3 fatty acids, rich in the beneficial polyphenols that you get from tea and fresh fruits and vegetables. That, I think, would be the most reasonable diet to undertake. Then you may want to add spices and things like curcumin, which has an anti-inflammatory effect, EGCG from green tea. There's also DIM, which is a concentrate of broccoli that may be helpful. Sulforaphane also comes from broccoli. I worked a lot with men who have a history of prostate cancer, don't want it to come back, or have what's called a watchful waiting status, which is either an early cancer that we can just do active surveillance on, or a cancer that a precancer such as your husband has, because right now there is no detectable cancer. There's just some abnormal cells, and you know, he could happily go to his grave at 135 with some abnormal cells. We know that men past a certain age, they do have sometimes precancerous cells in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, which ultimately are not destined to cause life-threatening prostate cancer. The body handles these things, and they're very slow growing. So don't forget tomatoes, which contain lycopene, which actually has demonstrable anti-cancer effects. You could take lycopene capsules as well. But these are some of the things that I think could make a difference. But also do visit Dr. Geo's website, drgeo.com, to get a whole lot of information about what the science says about the relationship between diet and prostate cancer. This item, and yeah, it's the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Yeah, a lot of holiday gatherings, and you know, somebody's standing in a corner, blowing their nose and coughing, or maybe you're on the subway, and now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. I don't go a day without it. I take it regularly, and if I feel like I'm coming down with something, I double my dose. Now, my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, which is Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information or to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout. Get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. And look for our upcoming interview with an integrative oncologist, because we're not just talking about colds and flu. We're also talking about the potential for immune boosting in the treatment and prevention of cancer with Dr. Michael Karlfeld, who is an integrative oncologist utilizing the best of high-tech medicine and the best of natural therapies to achieve better outcomes for his patients. And he's a big fan of Empower Plus. Okay, this item has to do with the relationship between long-term antibiotic use and the risk of rheumatoid arthritis. Another reason to avoid unnecessary antibiotics. Long-term antibiotic exposure may be linked to a higher risk for rheumatoid arthritis. They looked at a bunch of folks, 312,000 patients in the analysis, and 29,000 were diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And they looked at the likelihood that there was a relationship between excessive antibiotic use during a five-year exposure period and the development of rheumatoid arthritis. And indeed, they found a hazard ratio of about 30% higher risk of rheumatoid arthritis, if a person had taken a large number of antibiotics as an antecedent to their diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis, specifically, individuals who received antibiotics for at least 90 days had a nearly twofold greater risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. Now, look, in the study, it doesn't mean everybody who took antibiotics developed rheumatoid arthritis. It just means that there was a risk associated with taking antibiotics. And so what this speaks to is the potential that the microbiome, the balance of bacteria in your intestinal tract, has an impact on the likelihood of an autoimmune condition. And so protecting the microbiome, shielding it from destruction by antibiotics and other harmful influences, i.e. an ultra-processed diet, that this might be one of our bulwarks against rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. Our number, 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down for reference because you can call during the week and record a question. So, President Trump was asked recently if he was going to support RFK Jr. in looking at the vaccine autism link, and he outraged many observers by saying, yes, I will look at it. He says, I will look at anything that could plausibly explain why so many of our young kids are developing autism, even if it's something like chlorine in drinking water. And then the outrage was amplified, because how could he make such a crazy suggestion? He's a guy who sometimes shoots from the hip and says stuff that is outrageous, but maybe not so outrageous, because in light of a recent study, and maybe he was thinking about this, maybe he read the news and saw this, scientists identify previously unknown compound in drinking water. An international team of scientists has discovered a previously unknown compound that is prevalent in U.S. drinking water, sparking concern about potential public health risks. The mystery compound is called chloronitramide anion, which forms from the decomposition of chloramines, which come from chlorinated water. These are disinfectants that have been used for decades to safeguard people from infectious diseases. In the U.S. alone, more than 113 million people, about a third of the country's population, drink chloraminated water, water that contains these disinfectants. But they didn't anticipate that through some sort of hitherto ignored chemistry, all chlorinated waters, to some extent, may contain some of this previously unknown compound. According to researchers like David Warman, he's an environmental engineer at the Environmental Protection Agency, it has similarity to other toxic molecules. The compound is so small, it doesn't readily break apart, and so it has remained undetected by previously used methods like mass spectrometry. But with high sensitive methods, they've now determined the compound's concentration in a range as high as about 100 micrograms per liter, which surpasses most regulatory limits for other disinfection byproducts, which hover between 60 and 80 micrograms per liter. They don't know what the potential health consequences are, and it's a far cry to suggest that this might contribute to neurodegenerative problems or even autism, but these are some of the things that we need to look at in our food supply and water supply if we're going to make America healthy again. This item has to do with heart failure. You know, more and more people are surviving heart attacks, and that's to the good because of high-tech measures, greater recognition that people who have heart attacks need revascularization promptly. And the problem is that they're then living longer with damaged hearts and developing congestive heart failure. And our treatments for congestive heart failure are not that great. So here's a study looking at omega-3 fatty acids for protection against the development of heart failure, which, by the way, is one of the most common causes of hospitalization in the United States today. So this meta-analysis looked at 30,000 patients with coronary artery disease. It showed that omega-3 reduced risk of all-cause mortality by 10%, that's dying of any cause, cardiovascular mortality by 18%, heart attack risk by 23%, sudden cardiac death by 33%, and hospitalization for heart failure or unstable angina by 25%. People with the highest plasma levels of omega-3 fatty acids were 21% less likely to develop heart failure over the 14 years of follow-up compared to people with the lowest levels. So, ample evidence that EPA, DHA, around 1.4 grams per day would be protective against an array of heart problems. And finally, this, well, a lot of people becoming vegetarians these days, they're concerned about harmful ingredients in the diet. The problem is, moving towards vegetarianism is not a panacea for improved health. This, according to a study, vegetarians consume more ultra-processed food than those who regularly eat meat. And the reason being is that often folks on a vegetarian diet resort to more foods like pizza, fake meats, noodles, even candy bars, cereals, and these are ultra-processed foods. These foods have been found to contain a host of added, sometimes unhealthy compounds. So vegetarianism per se, don't, if you're going to be a vegetarian, please, please don't be a junk food vegetarian just because you want to reduce your intake of saturated fat or meat. Those can be good sources of protein and beneficial nutrients. Well, I just want to say that it's been a pleasure talking to you today, and if you want to take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app and get new episodes downloaded every weekday. We've got lots and lots of new copy every week. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Ronald Hoffman for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. And check out the hub for all things Intelligent Medicine, our website at drhoffman.com. And don't forget our campaigns, the Free Speech for Health campaign, the Alliance for Natural Health. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH if you're in a generous mood. Make a contribution. I'll be matching all contributions and donations up to a total of $5,000. We also have a special offer on getting started with personalized nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic, and that's why I'm a big supporter of their work. And finally, immunity is a big theme as we try to avert colds and flus this holiday season. Take your power back when it comes to your immune health. Get my special report, Immunity Reset, a personalized plan to pandemic-proof your body and build resilience for a long, healthy life. Just go to drhoffman.com and click on the Read drop-down menu, then click Immunity Reset for this valuable free content and share it with your friends and family. Have yourselves a great pre-holiday week. We'll be back with more, even though the holidays are looming. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for listening. This is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.